Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now, ladies and gentlemen. This is the broadcast for April the 9th, the year of our Lord, 2022. This is indeed hour two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. Last hour, we had an incredible guest on Annie Ubellis, or Anne Ubellis. She's also known as the Radio Chickadee. And she does an incredible talk show. She's the talk show host of a talk show called Southern-Sense.com. And Southern Sense is conservative talk with Annie, the Radio Chickadee. And then Ubellis and her co-host, C.S. Bennett, also known as Curtis. He's a serial author, if you will, as well. And their show is informative, fun, irreverent, and politically incorrect. And you never know where they're going to go, but you're going to enjoy the journey getting there. That's for sure, they claim. And, you know, Ann does a great job. She understands conservative principles. She still leads one of the great Tea Party organizations in her area. And you know what? Whether it's Tea Party, whether it's CSPOA groups, whether it's, you know, we all got to just meet continually, folks. Campaign for Liberty groups, Eagle Forum groups, John Birch Society groups, the list goes on and on. But all those groups working together can absolutely move the needle on conservative values. We got the culture war going on in an extreme way right now. Folks, can America be saved? That's the question on Ann's website. She believes the answer is yes. 22 elections are one of the great keys, and we got to have honesty in the vote, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to dig in at your precinct and demand transparency and accountability. That is the answer. You know, Michael, the MyPillow guy and others, Donald Trump, many others are really focusing on this election stuff, and I think they're right. It's critical. It's necessary, ladies and gentlemen. If we want to save America, we've got to save elections. One of the key fundamentals of liberty, being involved in electing your representation. Really critical stuff, folks. Anyway, New Jersey preparing to teach kids transgender perversion. Disney doubling down and teaching perversion, promoting perversion in all their films. And now we find out Disney is reportedly assisting employees and their children with sex change and sex gender affirmation is what they call it, procedures. I would call them perversion procedures. I think it's child abuse. But they say through the company's benefits program, ladies and gentlemen, the company's benefits team is really literally authoring resources and guides to help employees and their children transition to the opposite gender, ladies and gentlemen, as well as providing information for employees' children who are transitioning. That's according to a new video put out, shared by Manhattan Institute senior fellow Christopher Rufo. And all I'm telling you is this just shows what a situation we've got. Alabama, the legislature there, making it a Class C felony, up to 10 years in prison if you promote these sex change treatments and gender, they would say, affirming surgeries. But what they really are is genital manipulation surgery. It's criminal. It's criminal, folks. That's really the bottom line is, folks, are we going to stand up when you castrate children, when you do all these different weird, I don't know what you want to call it, but genital surgeries, what do you call them? You know, these gender surgeries are criminal. You know, the Muslims do this too, where they'll literally destroy the female body parts of a woman so that she can't live normally. I don't know how to respond to this, but it's perversion big time. Anyway, you won't see Will Smith at the Oscars there. They're going to kick him out for 10 years, but they don't strip him of his award. And they say, of course, he can win the Oscars going forward, so that's no problem. And you just look at this last hour news we covered, and you go, man, this is ground zero in the culture war. I kid you not, this gender discussion. You going to follow God and follow the science, or what are you going to do, right? And this gender battle is like ground zero right now. The abortion industry, pro-life, pro-death, and the gender issue, really, they get top billing, right? I don't even know how to respond to this, right? What is it, gender, genital, what surgery would it be, right? Mutilation? Is that what you call it? Gender, genital, mutilation surgery? Female genital mutilation, but now they're doing it for men and women. They call it genital modification of mutilation. Female genital mutilation reconstructive surgery, is that what they're calling it? Genital mutilation. Is sex reassignment surgery genital mutilation? See, I would say the answer is yes, it is. Yeah. They say a sex reassignment surgery would not be considered genital or female genital mutilation if the person who it is performed on is over 18 and requests and consents to the procedure. There you go. I don't even know how to deal with this. They call it female genital mutilation, FGM, is the term they use for this stuff, folks. I don't know why we even are debating this with these people. See, they want to say, no, it's not genital mutilation if people agree to it. Well, define agree to it. When is a person agreeing to it versus when are they not? Genital mutilation, FGM, is criminal. Where do you go? And are we going to allow the science to support this? How do you deal with this, folks? I really want to know. FGM is what they're calling it. Genital mutilation. FGM. That's female genital mutilation, right? What about male? Is it, instead of FGM, is it what? MGM? Male genital mutilation? I don't know how to cope with this. Cameron, help me. How do we deal with these kinds of discussions? We are so apart on this. Meaning the traditionalists, the America, whatever you want to, the male and female, the Christians. Are we OC, the original Christians? Is that the defining group on one side of the deal? Then the GLBT whatever, on the other side? We're so far apart on this. I'm calling it child abuse. I'm calling it genital mutilation. I'm calling it a criminal act, and so is the state of Alabama. But yet, on the other side of the coin, they're saying, hey, this is normal, and, you know, you got the government, and you've got Disney, and you've got all these groups promoting this. Right? When sin becomes the normal, we end up with tyranny. There's no doubt about that reality, Cameron. You're right. But FGM and MGM, are they similar? People are asking. They're very different in several ways, they say. Now, listen, here's what I find fascinating. Here's what I find fascinating. They say FGM and MGM are way different. You want to know why, Cameron? Because the female mutilation is on a female, and the male mutilation is on a male. See, they're different. How do they say they're different, though, when they're primarily the ones saying you can be whatever you want, right? I'm just like, what? Cameron says playing God is a very dangerous game. Amen to that reality. Anytime FGM or female genital mutilation hits the news in the United States, people typically respond with revulsion. Follow the discussion about this issue far enough, and you're also likely to come across the idea that FGM is wrong. And male children should not have their genitals cut either. How about circumcision? Is that MGM? What do you say? Because the comparison can get people really worked up here. When we start saying no. Sex reassignment surgery is genital mutilation, and it's got to be stopped. It's criminal. It's evil. It's child abuse. And then we talk about female genital mutilation, MGM, or we start talking about male, right? Then they say, well, wait a minute now. You Christians have been circumcising people forever and mutilating the genitals. Yeah, the comparison can get people really worked up. Look, if you circumcise your boy, you're cutting off part of his penis there. Is that, you know, all right, hang tight. Let's talk about it a little more. I know it's a very unsavory subject, ladies and gentlemen. But if you can't dig in the culture war, you certainly can't win. Hang tight. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live hard-hitting talk show.
I'm James Harrigan, senior editor at the American Institute for Economic Research. I'm also the Friedrich Hayek Distinguished Fellow at FEE, the Foundation for Economic Education, and I'm the co-host of the Words and Numbers podcast. I'm pretty busy most of the time, but whenever I get a free day or two, I like to travel around the country to talk to young people wherever I find them. And that's where my friends at Loving Liberty come in. They have asked me to come to Liberty Hall in Far West to talk about some things I love talking about. The knowledge problem, and human flourishing. We'll be live at 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. These two lectures are free for students, their families, and their teachers, so just about everyone, really. And while the event is free, you do have to register to attend, so head over to lovingliberty.net to grab a seat before they're all gone. This event is kindly co-sponsored by Loving Liberty Incorporated and the Foundation for Economic Education. See you in Utah, Friday, April 22nd. I look forward to meeting all of you.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
We're talking about FGM and MGM, female genital mutilation or male genital mutilation. And there's debates on how different or similar they are. Are there common ground? They say we can agree that FGM and MGM are different in several ways. Number one, FGM is performed on the female genitalia, whereas MGM is performed on the male genitalia. Now, I agree with that, ladies and gentlemen, but the question strangely becomes, how do you cope with this discussion? Because if we're going to agree they're different by saying one's male anatomy, the other's female anatomy, are we agreeing that there's male and female? I mean, it just gets crazy the more we discuss it. They say, hey, FGM is illegal in America. You can't mutilate a female's genitals. But you certainly can the male's genitals, right? FGM is usually only practiced within Islam culture, whereas MGM is practiced in Islam, Judaism, and with American Christians. When FGM, that's female genital mutilation, is discussed, one of the most severe forms is often discussed. When MGM is discussed, one of the least, quote, severe forms is discussed. However, from there, it can be argued that they're both similar. Both are done because of tradition in most cases and in many places, either a family tradition or a religious tradition. Members of both community or all communities have promoted their agenda for or against in all cases for their own personal agenda reasons. Both of them are performed on children who do not have a say in what is happening or understand the consequence. They're old enough to feel the pain, but not old enough to decide not remember it. Both are justified as practices that have been successfully performed for a millennia and beyond. Both violate basic human rights, ethics, as well as both are conducted on unconsenting minors. Many people who have had the procedure done to them experience side effects at different stages of their lives. People who speak up against the practice in areas where it's common are often ignored and or ridiculed. Can you see why some people are upset between the difference between FGM and MGM? Frankly, MGM is a deeply ingrained practice in the United States. Yeah, about 50% of the boys born are circumcised shortly after birth. And 70% of polled Americans still see the surgery as, quote, favorable. Yeah, they say the benefits outweigh the risks. What were those benefits, you might ask? They say, well, they're cultural benefits, not really medical benefits. That's according to the federal fact sheet on mutilation. But it's against the law to perform FGM on a girl under the age of 18 or an effort to send her outside of the United States so they can perform FBM. The law is punishable by up to 5 years in prison and fines or both. There's no exception for FBM. Yeah, anytime you use the cutting to change the anatomy of a girl under 18, it's prohibited under U.S. law. But now you got to wonder, how does this work? How does this work now? Because you're having these girls do these gender transitional, or what they call gender reaffirming. See, I won't even accept that term. These gender mutilative surgeries. They're doing this. If female circumcision was as widespread as male circumcision, how do you think mainstream women's organizations would respond? That's kind of an interesting question, isn't it? Oftentimes, this is not motivated by medical necessity. It's popular culture and or religion driving either manipulation, right? Okay, we're taught in God's image, both men and women. But hey, they want you to believe in God-ordained circumcision. But then, hey, Jesus Christ was freed us on the cross to fulfill the law, right? Why are Christians still practicing circumcision in the United States then? Why is the world even talking about this, ladies and gentlemen? Where do we go from here? Huh? This is a serious discussion. Why? Because are we going to agree that it's mutilation and abuse? Okay. Are we going to say, no, it's not, it's fine? Are we going to say, well, certain circumcisions for certain legal reasons and or Christian and or family practices or belief, that's fine, but other ones are not fine? See, how do we deal with this legally and morally in America? Legally right now, male genital mutilation is fine. Circumcision is set for the Christians. Believe in that, don't you know? But female is not fine. Well, wait a minute. Female's not fine unless you're doing a sex change surgery. Then it's all good in either case. And how dare you question the science? How dare you say it's child abuse? And we've got to change the law for this. See, where are we going to go as a society on this? Are we going to stick with the Christian view? Are we going to stick with the, hey, anytime you mutilate someone's sex organs, you're, you know, a criminal? Is sex reassignment surgery genital mutilation is the question? You can say, Sam, how do you get off on these topics? Huh, it's easy. They bring up all these perverted stuff, okay? You literally have Disney helping people with sex change surgery, not only employees, but their children too, funded by Disney. Then you got New Jersey literally to prepare to teach your little children in government school funded by tax dollars to promote this gender, I don't know if you call it euphoria, this gender, they say identity, but dishonesty, it's not identity at all. Okay? They call it affirmation surgery, gender identity. See, they use all these terms to normalize this satanic agenda. Well, then you got to ask yourselves if the Alabama legislature is going to criminalize sex change treatments, calling it a Class C felony for 10 years in jail, right? Then you got to ask yourself, where do we go when they're 10 years in prison for medical practitioners who do this? Is Alabama right? Is New Jersey right? Where do we go? Well, I'm not even asking these questions because I don't know the answers. I'm asking these questions because this is what we have to societally discuss and deal with. What's going to happen is the majority of Americans, the OCs, what do you call those, original Christians? The OCs are going to be like, hey, obviously this is criminal and obviously we're against it. Ho-hum, go back to bread and circus. The perversion agendas backed by Disney and big companies and governments, they're going to promote this and normalize this to the point where the Christians will be backed into a corner. Is sex reassignment surgery genital mutilation? I say the answer is a resounding yes. FGM is performed on the female genitalia, and MGM is performed on the male genitalia. That's how it works, right? So there's a difference, I get it, because there's a difference in male and female. But if female circumcision were as widespread as male circumcision, would the women be up in arms? How do you think mainstream women's organizations would respond to this? Huh? That's a real fair question. FGM and MGM, are they similar? I think in a lot of ways they are similar. I get that they're different because it's male and female, right? Right? I think they're different and I think they're similar. They're different in that, yeah, it's male and female mutilation. They're similar because, you know what? Where do we draw the lines? All the perverted transgender folks would say the Christians are the ones that are as guilty as anybody else. How do we ferret this out, folks? Liberty Roundtable Live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Russia's unprovoked war on Ukraine continues, and Ukraine's president is calling a missile strike on a train station in Ukraine a war crime. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says the United States is doing what they can to help Ukraine.
We want to see them win. And that's why we are committing so much energy and security assistance to that country, and we'll continue to do that.
This as thousands of people are still pouring out of Ukraine every day. Ukraine's deputy prime minister saying on Friday that over 6,600 people evacuated through humanitarian corridors on Friday alone. Senate lawmakers are calling for a hearing on the Biden administration's plan to lift Title 42 in May. The plan to lift the border restrictions drawing condemnation from both sides of the aisle. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Think of everything you do to provide for your family. A home, food on the table, healthcare, vacations, and saving for your kids' education. It's all good as long as you're alive, but it's only a drop in the bucket of what they'll need if you die without life insurance. Buying term life insurance is not something you can afford to put off. Call the Term Lifeline now for the lowest possible rates on quality term life insurance. Term life rates are at all-time lows, and we can save you up to 70%. If you already have coverage, you could be paying too much. One call.
Mexico has replaced China as a dominant source of the deadly opioid fentanyl, which is flooding across into the United States.
And since the People's Republic of China scheduled fentanyl-related substances, U.S. law enforcement now assesses most fentanyl seized in the United States is manufactured in Mexico.
That's State Department Assistant Secretary James Walsh. He told a congressional panel that it will take work on both sides of the border to stop the flow. DEA agents seized 3 million counterfeit prescription pills last year. That's three times more than in 2020. The White House says President Biden could get COVID as the number of cases rise in Washington, D.C. Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying the president follows strict COVID protocols, including regular testing. This comes on the heels of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi testing positive for COVID after being at the White House on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, call me a conspiracy nut, call me what you choose, but write this down. I'm going to go off on something that I really want you to connect the dots on. The problem is we don't have a lot of dots to connect, but there is circumstantial, coincidental, poignant information that you might consider. Some would call it evidence, some would call it conspiracy theory. But follow the logic. So they're into this transgender whacked out stuff to the point where, I mean, it is psychotic. And they literally want to mutilate your genitals. They literally want to try to make a man have woman plumbing. I'm trying to be as family friendly as I can, right? And vice versa. And you go, why on earth do we want the men to be women and the women to be men? Why don't we just want the men to be men and the women to be women? That's how God ordained it, right? Right. Well, so let me kind of articulate it this way. They're also fascinated at the same time with vaccinations. I mean, they are hell-bent to get you and I vaccinated. Why? Why are they so on vaccination? Why are they so on getting involved in your blood, your DNA, your whatever? Well, the next headline says this: genetically engineered mosquitoes released into California. What could go wrong is the question mark on the headline. Oh, wow. Just getting started here, right, ladies and gentlemen? Where does this go? What could go wrong, you ask? That is the question, right? How do you deal with this? What happens when we have genetically modified mosquitoes? Genetically engineered mosquitoes. Okay, these genetically engineered mosquitoes, ladies and gentlemen, you will say to me, Sam, this isn't related to what you were talking about before. Wait a minute. Before you were talking about gender mutilating surgery, or I'm sorry, genital mutilating surgery, and the difference between genders, and now you're talking about mosquitoes? Ladies and gentlemen, the genetically modified mosquitoes program is literally with the CDC. Did you know that? Yeah. They say GM mosquitoes produced in the laboratory lay eggs. These eggs carry the self-limiting and fluorescent marker genes. Do you understand what we just said? Yeah, the CDC is documenting this, ladies and gentlemen. And what you've got is genetically modified mosquitoes being released around the country. They were released in Florida. They were released now in California. All right. But genetically modified mosquitoes, folks, this is the CDC with this information. And so you go, what? Yeah, genetically modified mosquitoes, the CDC, okay? Oh, weren't they the people that wanted to give us the jab? Yeah, they were. They call them irradiated mosquitoes. Genetically modified GM mosquitoes. Now, here's what they say. They say the problem is that these mosquitoes spread viruses and disease, right? Well, that's why we got to work on the genetically modified kind, because mosquitoes spread disease. And so that's why we got to work in this field and work on this. And right? Now, they say these mosquitoes can be genetically modified and they can be used to control other mosquito populations. Okay, I'm kind of stupid, ladies and gentlemen, but if they're going to control other mosquitoes and the mosquito population, do you think they might eventually use this technology to control humans and then the human population? Or is that just a dumb idea? Well, it's a dumb idea, Sam. They'd never do that. No, they certainly would not. Well, go get your vaccination, though, that's not really been tested, not tried and true, a.k.a. COVID, that's absolutely upended our society and jettisoned all your rights. They say authorization allows local mosquito programs to see how well the genetically modified mosquitoes are working with the regular mosquito population there. How GM mosquitoes are produced and used to control their A.E. aegypti mosquitoes. So the CDC is going to tell me how, right? Okay. But I look at this, and the more you read, the more scary it gets. Did you know that only white, only female mosquitoes bite? They need a blood meal so they can produce eggs. Male mosquitoes don't bite. They feed on nectar from flowers. So GM mosquitoes are mass produced in a laboratory to carry two types of genes. A self-limiting gene that prevents female mosquito offspring from surviving to adulthood. Then a fluorescent marker gene that glows under a special red light that allows researchers to identify GM-modified mosquitoes in the wild. So the GM mosquitoes produced in the laboratory lay eggs. These eggs have two genes, the self-limiting gene and the fluorescent marker genes. Then they release these mosquitoes into an area. Then they use the marker gene to kind of keep tabs on what's happening, right? Now, they say these men genes are then available, or these men mosquitoes are available to mate with the females in the wild. The genes are then passed on to the offspring, right? The female offspring die before they become adults. The expected result is that the number of mosquitoes naturally existing in an area will decrease. You kill the females and they can't have any more eggs, and therefore there's no more babies, right? So then they go on and say GM mosquitoes have been successfully used in India to control this. And they're doing it now in America. They say GM mosquitoes do not pose a risk to humans, people, or animals in the environment. They say, hey, we can use these for disease outbreak control as well. Now, the EPA regulates the use of GM mosquitoes in the United States. Did you know that? It's regulated by the EPA. Now, you have to have an experimental use permit. Do you hear me, ladies and gentlemen? You've got to have an experimental use permit. In the United States, the use of GM mosquitoes is released, or is controlled by the EPA. And so now you got to have this experimental permission by the EPA to even do this, according to the CDC. So CDC.gov regulates this. Now, here's what I find fascinating, folks. You ready? The CDC is involved in these vaccinations that are experimental. The CDC is involved in the experimental programs along with the EPA. They both have to grant experimental programs to allow the testing on humans with vaccines and the testing relating to genetically modified mosquitoes. Now, they say it's for population control of mosquitoes, right? Don't worry. It won't harm humans at all. Anybody who thinks that's crazy. Shall I connect more dots for you in seconds on your radio? You got it. This is the one and only think tank known as Liberty Roundtable Live.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking because since I was little, I was taught that smoking was wrong.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it because the way I was raised has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. FreedomFactor.org.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's hard to understand this stuff, but I'm trying to connect the dots for you. So let me get this straight. In the United States, ladies and gentlemen, the use of genetically modified mosquitoes is regulated by the EPA. Prior to release of GM mosquitoes in an area, the EPA must grant an experimental use permit. What do you think of that, folks? You comfortable with this? Well, the CDC is the one that has all this on their website. So how do the CDC and the EPA work on this? I don't know. But I will tell you this. They say that you got to have the 2 genes, GM mosquitoes produced in the lab, lay eggs. These eggs, or eggs, if you will, carry the self-limiting and the fluorescent marker genes. Now, the fluorescent marker is only so they can trace them. But, folks, when they have self-limiting genes, they say the goal is to restrict or reduce the population. Look, the males, all they do is sip nectar and then mate with the females. The females are the ones that bite and spread disease, don't you know? They're also the ones that lay the eggs and have the babies. So these self-limiting genes put into the mosquitoes, right? They manipulate the male. And then eventually the male puts self-limiting genes into the female egg. And then, hey, we start killing off the females. And now you have less disease spreading because the females are biting less. And et cetera. They say it's great. But I got a question for you that ties this together. Not only is the CDC and the EPA tied together in this, in that they both have to have governmental experimental approval mandates, if you will. Permission, if you will, to experiment on mosquitoes and on people. Think about that. And all this information is at the CDC. Do you trust any of them? Well, now you say we're going to limit the population of the female mosquito. Isn't that what the communist nation of China did with their one-child policy? Let me understand this. I'm not very intelligent. People help me with this. But the China one-child policy, right? Would kill and or reject the females, right? Get rid of the female. And now in the mosquito population control programs, they want to get rid of the female. Right? China's one-child policy, what was it? Yeah, it started in 1980. China's one-child policy. It was strictly enforced with punishments for violators with fines and often forced abortions. But really, it turns out to be female infanticide in China, right? Okay. As the one-child policy relaxes in China, girl children no longer stigmatized. The value of women in China, they say, has actually been increasing as a consequence of them killing their females for so long. Now, so let me get this right. They're killing off the females in the mosquito experiments, and the genetically modified female experience. And now we're doing the same thing mosquitoes that China did with their one-child policy. Right? How do we deal with this? Is there a similarity? The history of the female infanticide in Asia. And then you compare that to the history of murdering mosquito females. Now you say, Sam, those aren't really linked, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, they are. You bet they are, folks. Right? The history of female infanticide. 200 million girls killed in the communist nation of China. Where are the feminists? Life News. Doing a great job on that article. Right? How do we say there's not a link here? There is. So they're both doing experiments, the mosquito experiments and the human experiments. They're both trying to get rid of the females in population control reality. We've always taught that the hand that rocks the cradle rules the nation. They know that all you got to do is get rid of the females. The males will have nobody to mate with, and they won't have a desire to look towards coming home every night to a good, loving woman. They'll want to go on the war trail because there's no loving woman to have. There's no family to make. And isn't it interesting that we've got this abortion agenda around the world where they literally have one-child policies in China where they murdered over 200 million girls, and now we're going to go ahead and get rid of the female mosquito population there? Because don't you know, if we don't get rid of all those mosquitoes, everybody will die. Now, I'm not telling you that I love mosquitoes, but I'm telling you, if you don't believe scientifically, there is a relationship between this research and this agenda and this experimentation going on between the mosquito populations, the genetically modified. How long will it be until they say what we need is genetically modified human males? When they go ahead and mate with the female there, we won't have the female women grow up to full adulthood there. Am I crazy? Am I into whacked out conspiracy theory? Or do you see a scientific parallel that's undeniable? The CDC, the EPA involved in all this. Now the EPA and the CDC are the ones rolling out, Sam, you better take a vaccine. You have to. Businesses, you'll be forced by the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, to ensure that everybody's vaccinated. The CDC and the EPA have become weaponized partners in experimental crime against mosquitoes and humans. Where will they go with this, ladies and gentlemen? Huh? Where is this going to go? I'm pausing for effect a little bit. I want you to think for a minute. This is a thinking broadcast, not just I talking, you laughing, and listen. The CDC and the EPA have been weaponized against the American people, ladies and gentlemen. The goal is to transform America. Right? The CDC and EPA have been weaponized against Americans. And the goal, folks, what is the goal? The goal is to destroy America. Right? Think about it. When they do this, these experiments, and it's so eerie, they in China for decades tried to say, let's get rid of the women, the girls. Don't need them. All they'll do is grow up and try to make babies. And then we realized how satanic and evil and wrongheaded that policy was. right? Okay. But when you look at this, you go, it's being done to the mosquitoes. It's being done to humans. The same stuff has been going on, right? And I'm convinced there's a link. The CDC and the EPA have been weaponized against Americans. Why? To transform America. Right? I don't know that we can come to any other conclusion. And we have got to get a handle on this and stop this infanticide of babies, of humans. And these mosquito experiments, you can say, are unrelated if you choose, but I find it fascinating. They both got to get permission to experiment. They both are eliminating the females by modifying genes. So now you say, well, what does that have to do with vaccinations, Sam? Come on now. You know that Bill Gates is the vaccination god, right? Not literally I mock, but I highlight how they view it. You got Fauci and you got Bill Gates. Are they now working with, look, the vaccination gets into your blood. The mosquito gets into your blood. The mosquitoes spread the viruses. The vaccines supposedly stop the viruses. Do they have an epic gene therapy, weaponized genes against us? Are we going to find out at the end of these vaccination programs, these mosquito whatever programs and all this experimentation, are we at the end going to find out the men that are impregnating and the women are, they've got modified genes now? We don't know this. I don't have facts tied to this. But even if the current COVID vaccinations do not have this kind of, quote, gene manipulation in it, we know that's where they're going, folks. The genetically modified or GM mosquitoes have two unique genes, two types of genes, the self-limiting and the marker gene. Now, aren't they with abortion and with COVID and with weaponized COVID and the weaponized vaccine eliminating humans right now? Haven't they been murdering the girls for decades in the communist nations? Are we on a communist trajectory now to reduce the human population under Bill Gates and others who already have population programs everywhere? And how does that relate? Are they going to modify our genes? Are they going to say willingly, you don't have to have children, you can just modify your genes? Hey, man, you think you need, well, let's just give you this vaccine. It'll then modify your genes. Might it be to promote the gay and lesbianism and the bisexual and transgender, gender bender genes, if you will? Oh, they've been debunked, they say. Uh-huh. Do you believe the eugenicists, the Margaret Sangers and the Planned Parenthoods around the world that have done it for racial discrimination and abuse for decades, and now they get caught and they're like, oh, we're sorry. But you put this vaccination, this experiment, these mosquitoes, the reduction of the mosquito female population, them doing that in the human population as well. And now you put the CDC and the EPA together and you go, wow, they're all experimenting on us. Do you think they'll eventually have humanoids with modified genes? And where are we going with this? Oh, Sam, you're just into a whacked out conspiracy theory, buddy. You're off your rocker crazy. How dare you make such assertions without evidence? You ready for what's going to happen in 20 years, ladies and gentlemen? They're going to come back with all kind of evidence and say that whacked out conspiracy was fact. They're so sorry. A slap on the wrist ought to solve it. They'll never do it again. They'll change your government agencies to reform. And they got it all solved, right? Is that the narrative we've seen so many times in these false flag operations? It's not even funny. Well, I'm setting the stage for greater discussion on these topics because I'm telling you, there's evidence that'll shock you. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. I am Sam Bushman. God save us. And God save the Republic.